Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah! Kansas City, it's time to Hustle and Shine. With Brian B. Shiner reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 89. Currently, it is 65. Fair skies at the Kansas City Zoo.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Doctor's Day?
Oh, okay. I like these at the top of the morning because I know then I need to go do something.
Yeah.
And everybody needs a little checkup here and there.
We do.
Including Kansas City. We're talking all things KC with Mayor Lucas.
No, we got your R&B Lovers concert tickets we'll be giving away later. And TMG goes down to 23s. Tiger Woods. There might be a reason we've never seen him drive his own golf course. Chaka Khan, she's in hot water because of a comment she made about Ike, and so is Chili from TLC.
Girl, what's
People
going
think
out?
She's MAGA.
Uh-oh. Royals opening day at the K, baby. Let's go, Royals. You know it. Hey, we got it all covered for you right here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Imagine it's a year from now and you're considering your decisions and actions. What things will you regret not doing sooner? Today, you have the opportunity to reduce or completely avoid some of those regrets. Today, you can transform the potential for regret into the reality of gratitude. You already know there are actions you'll eventually need to take or desire to take, so it makes good sense to stop holding yourself back. You can put time on your side and gain valuable leverage by moving ahead sooner rather than later. If you're going to do something anyway, you might as well get the most out of your efforts. You've no doubt had the experience of wishing you'd done something sooner after you finally went through with it. Make use of that experience as you look to create a more positive and fulfilling future. Act early and decisively to bring new goodness to your world and yourself. Exercise foresight, knowing you'll be soon thankful for your discipline and persistence in doing so. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time, high of 89, currently 65, clear skies at Ruskin. Angela Simmons opens up about her relationship with rapper Yo Gotti as she speaks to Cam Newton.
No, not at all. It's good. It's fine. It didn't need to remain the crush. Like, I had a great relationship.
What did that relationship teach you?
That I'd be a great wife. But my relationship was great. Love him down, love his family, respect him. So it's just maybe he wasn't ready.
They had a lengthy conversation about this entire relationship. I like that she kept it very classy. She didn't do too much. You know how Cam Newton is. He be leaving a lot of space because he wants you to fill the blanks. And he wants you to get messy.
What it is, D.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. That's one of the messiest men you'll ever know. For sure. But, go ahead.
Well, sometimes it takes a trial run for you to get to your destiny sometimes.
Yeah.
And learning how to be in a domesticated marriage where you're dedicated and where your life flips upside down, literally, because you're thinking one way, but you have to adapt to an entirely different way of living. So sometimes, I say that to say, sometimes, like, some people don't grow and learn at the same pace, at the same rate.
Yeah.
And that's where you get tested with, okay, how much patience do I really need to have with this person?
Uh-huh.
What is the long-term goals? Mm-hmm. And what do you see for yourself, and what do you feel most of all? You know, so it take a lot, dog. It take everything you got.
Yeah, you were talking marriage. They wasn't even married. So you take it back a couple steps.
Well, she said, I went there because she said I learned how to be a wife.
She mm-hmm. learned that she was ready for that, and he was like,
yep.
I'm going to chill over here with Nurse Bae.
And it takes that
sometimes. You know. Other news, Boosie went to the Tyrese and Tank Versus, and it inspired him to let everybody know what verses he really wants.
I just started tanking with the collar. I just wish two things so I could prove my point to the world. I wish Michael Jackson wasn't dead and R. Kelly was free so they could do it first. R. Kelly would smoke Michael Jackson.
And you're a liar. Get out of here.
I might give y'all feeling.
Get out of here.
R. Kelly would smoke Mike. Wouldn't even be close.
You say you're a liar.
What is wrong with him? Like,
what do you think about that?
I think he's delusional. I understand what Boosie is saying, because that dude, he has a truckload of hits. But Michael Jackson had a truckload of hits before his solo career. Mm. Okay, so let's, like, come on, bro. Like, stop.
Yeah, let's hang that up.
I think Mike would be R. Kelly just in his 80s catalog alone.
I mean, when it comes to Michael Jackson, I just put him up on a certain type of pedestal against anybody.
Like, there's nobody who the Beatles can't compare to Michael Jackson.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
Stop. What are you doing?
Stop lying.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams reminds you that every vote matters. Recently, the winner of the mayoral race in the Boca Raton, Florida race, they won just by a single vote. Local elections matter. Make sure you vote in the school and special election next Tuesday, April 7th. For details, KC voters, visit kceb.org. For other Jackson County residents, log on to jcebmo.org.
Make sure you register to vote.
Ooh. Now, look.
You know how many times I've done that before? When I first started, I'm going to be honest with you. When I had my first ever, like, real shift, when I was working radio, I forgot my headphones. And I had to, I sprinted.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I was out of breath bad.
Look, y'all. You wondering, what is Brian doing? Why does he sound like that? So, y'all, I just did a dead 40 yards dash sprint.
Chiefs, suit him up.
So, from the, I was in the kitchen.
What you got in there?
I needed some salt. I just needed some chips real quick, man. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I just need a little wake me up real quick. But from the weekend, good weekend, man. I spent a lot of time with family over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my brother, Jared. I love you so much, man.
Family is important.
Boy, look. And I got, you know, got my cup, getting my cup replenished.
Yeah.
You know.
As you should.
But then we replenished the prom closet.
Yeah.
On Saturday with Julie.
Shout out to Auntie Julie Jones. I mean, I don't know how many years she's been doing this, but there were a lot of dresses on site and on location. Major shout out to Giving Hope and Health. And I know there was a lot of D9 organizations that were also present, too. So we appreciate you all in support of Julie Jones' prom closet. So I'm sure she'll be posting some more pictures and details and letting us all know how many dresses were actually collected. So I'm excited to hear that number.
For sure.
Something. What did I do over the weekend? I think I did as little as possible.
Yeah.
I went to a hibachi last night. That was
the hibachi girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was like that. That was it.
What's your combo? How come y'all ain't invite me?
I mean, it was on the humbug.
I was busy, but
it was on the humbug.
I love the hibachi grill, boy.
Yeah. It was. I get normally chicken and steak, medium well,
the regular,
no egg in my fried rice.
Oh no! Oh, look at it.
Yeah, I'm real. You know me. I'm real. Yeah. Particular, yeah, so
me too. D.
That's about
me
it.
Too. What else did I do? Oh,
Murphy
Sweet 16.
Yeah,
man, not too busy, but I did the Sweet 16 for Murphy. Shout out to Doug Richards. Thank you for inviting me out to that.
Love that.
Happy
birthday, cousin.
Yeah, she had a good time. Her and all her partners. Mm-hmm. They put me up on some new music too.
Oh, for real.
Man, I love DJing for kids in that way. Cause hey, can we get Blam Blam by
Ice Spice
Roll Water 88. I'm like, I've never heard of this person, but okay, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, So I had a good time there. And then yesterday, Jared threw some stuff on the grill. Had some nice wings.
Well, why I ain't get invited?
Because you was at the Hibachi Grill. That's why.
We could have been at that Hibachi Grill.
It's your boy, Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company. And I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
I love that joint. That was what, 98?
How'd you feel when that song came out?
Rosa Parks?
Because I feel like it was really different.
It was. I was 13. And I thought, like, the video matched with how it sounded because, they were all
chaotic.
Andre, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Andre 3000. You have a way of describing things. I like that. But I think it was, like, Outkast, and we were like, oh, okay, that's an Outkast record.
Right,
because on the album before that in 96, they had some different sounding, production from Organized Noize and all of that. Right. So, big fan of that record, though.
One of a kind.
Ladies, this one is for you. Hot 103 Jams is taking your work day and turning it into a girls' night out.
Oh, really?
Listen this week, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the PCD keyword. When you hear it, text it for your chance to win free tickets to see the Pussycat Dolls, Lil' Kim and Maya at the PCD Forever Tour.
Come on, Robinson.
Win free tickets from Hot 103 Jams.
I know that's right.
I was hesitant on saying that word.
Yeah, I heard it. You was scared.
Bro,
you thought you was gonna leave a part of the word off or something.
Nah, it's just like, how people have keywords, like words you like, don't say this word to me. Don't ever call me that. That's my keyword. That P word. Key like word. I don't like that word. Yeah. I find that to be the most ultimate disrespect.
Yeah, I heard that that little double step. That little hezzy pump fake. I heard it.
Well, perhaps some of those words were thrown at the plaza for the No Kings 3.0 protest. As thousands showed up to Mill Creek Park on Saturday in a wave of protests across the country, uniting, criticizing, Trump and his administration. Of course, people tired of this, man. And it seems to be no incidents happened on the plaza over the weekend. It seems to be a peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. And I know you said you warned me on Saturday. You said, hey. Yeah, I told you I was going.
You said, to the Vaza. Yeah, I said, just FYI, it's a little bit busy. Because I said, I was in Overland Park and I saw them right off of 135th. And I was like, okay, I forgot that it was going on that day. But, people are speaking out. And just like people are speaking out doing this, I hope that translates to all of us going to the polls because that matters in addition to what's going on with these protests.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, 1 West Side, Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You did.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you so much for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Also, the cousins, we see you on a stream on YouTube and on Facebook.
You.
Yeah, we do on the Hot 103 Jam stream. You can see what we're doing in the studio. And shout out to all of our cousins that's doing it the old school way. Yeah, boy, you're listening right now on 71. You're driving to that downtown loop where all the highways are. Shout out to all the cousins that's making your way to your commute downtown Kansas City, wherever you are. Making Hustle and Shine in the Morning part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you for that because you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. That thing thumping. Big love to Carmen Nard. She said, happy money-making Monday, cousins. Hey. I like that. Shout out to everyone who's just cruising along the way. One of our cousins from the A16 didn't reveal their name, but they just said, hey, what's up? So love to you.
Shout their number out.
They gonna get a lot of phone calls. Yeah. Shout out to Kiara Jenkins and her babies, Anaya and Adonis. That was sent over from Amy. Big love to Care Sticks Mobile. They always putting in love for the community. Kimberly Hatley, Denisha, Lucy, Carissa, Leslie Washington, have a blessed day. Kirkwood and Solomon family, you know who that was sent from. Chef Taco, Anthony Drone, sending some love as always. Stacy Davis, hey cousin, happy Monday to you. And good morning to our family. Rich Harris, always tapping in with us. And also Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. And we want to send some extra special love to Park Hill High School as they are mourning the loss of a Park Hill High School student, Tessa Walker, class of 2026, who unfortunately tragically passed away the last week or so after the car she was riding in sped out of control. and flipped several times and caught on fire. So we definitely want to send some more and extra love to our Park Hill High School family. And then last but not least, sending more love to our cousins who were just celebrating Purple Day, which was last week. 65 million worldwide have epilepsy, and 50% of cases, the cause is unknown. So just sending some extra love to our cousins dealing with some health issues.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724 on your time, high of 89. Currently, it is 66. Fair skies at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Chili from TOC is letting the world know that she is not MAGA, despite reports showing that she donated to the Trump National Committee. And there also was a repost from her page that involved something derogatory regarding former First Lady Michelle Obama.
I have the utmost respect and admiration for Michelle Obama, and I would never say or do anything that is disrespectful to her or to any woman. I would never do that. I had no clue that this repost had happened until I started getting phone calls and text messages. Now, mind you, I'm not very computer savvy, so I'm looking for this repost button, and I see that all of these buttons are very, very close to each other.
Come on, man.
And clearly I was scrolling, and my thumb hit the repost
come on,
button.
Come on. Stop. What are you talking about? She's lying. Okay? I have a lie meter.
Why do you think that she's lying about that?
She...
Give us something. Come on, detective.
So she doesn't know where the repost button is? Are we serious? Right? That's an excuse we use. She's not that old, bro.
She's 55.
That's not that old.
My mom is 55.
Your mother knows where the repost button is. Stop.
Repost.
I can't necessarily confirm that, my brother.
Okay. You can Jeff wear her on
your phone. But the thing is this. If she's lying, like you say she is, and other people are agreeing with you as well, if she's lying, she knew the backlash she would get. Why out of nowhere would she repost this? If she was really in that...
Because she donated, right?
If you really going to repost it, but that's what we're talking about, the repost real quick. If we really wanted to repost it, you would have just reposted it. You would have been showing your true colors.
She did.
She's done this before? She's reposted before? That's what I'm asking.
So are the rumors or speculation true about her donating?
It said, according to FEC filings, donations from her of Stone Mountain, Georgia, a total of $897.14.
I rest my case.
Were made in April 2024 and November 2024.
Somebody told a lie one day.
And in that statement, she explained what the donation range, and she said she made the mistake of not reading the fine print.
Okay.
And believed she was donating to, quote, causes against human trafficking and for veterans. But I just want to say that there is a space, whether it's her or not, there is a space of people that have no idea. They see headlines and they got money and they be like, oh, this is for this. Because that's kind of what Trump's campaign was all about.
I ain't believe it.
It's about hiding behind things that people actually agree with. Let's be honest. Other news, Chaka Khan, she's getting some mixed feedback after she spoke about her interactions with Ike Turner.
I knew Ike more.
Was he a bad guy or a good guy?
No, he was a lovely human being.
Yeah.
He was a victim of himself and of the what we do for a living and of drugs and stuff like that. It was just... And me too. We were having fun together. And, you know, but it was not, you know, a good time in either of our lives. We were going through some it happens. It's life.
Sound like they was on that booger sugar together.
Man, this is not good for her. Why would she say that?
I mean, that's her truth. That was her experience.
Even though you know that he was beating the crap out of Tina Turner, though.
Yeah.
So that, to me, when you put hands on your partner, dog, that automatically makes you a vile person in a certain way.
Yeah.
But that's just me and mine. Yeah. What I think.
Of course I know the words, Ike. I wrote it.
Stop.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Back at it with another Monday. We are talking all things KC with Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, the city is moving to rename Avenida Cesar E. Chavez after serious allegations, and there's even a street renaming task force reviewing honors across Kansas City. But Kansas Cityans have been asking for years, if we're willing to revisit Chavez, why hasn't there been the same urgency with Truce, the historic red line and divider tied to a slave owner? How can we explain that to Kansas Cityans who have been waiting on that conversation for a long time?
You know, I think there are a few differences that I would see with both of them. First of all, there has been a long-term conversation with Truth. The conversation with Avenida Cesar Chavez is just now starting. And so we haven't seen a change yet. You will see folks go through the same community engagement, see what neighbors on the street think, listen to new proposals, much the same way that the Truth conversation has proceeded. What I have said since we went through our earlier Martin Luther King renaming is let's make sure that we engage people all the way up and down the street, making sure that you're getting what the costs are to it. What do the people in the community think? There is, of course, a longer history of Truth Avenue in Kansas City than Cesar Chavez that I believe was renamed in the 1990s. But at the same time, we're going to look to do that level of community engagement. What you did not see was last week, immediately after allegations, the street name changed. What you did see was that there were discussions about it in the same way we've had with Truth, the same way we've had with Blue Parkway, Paseo in the years before and beyond. I expect us to go through the right process, because I know there are a lot of things that people want to do and want to change. At the same time, a lot of other people are saying, look, I ain't trying to change my mail. I'm not trying to change my business location. And we're to make sure we hear from all of them and hear them out.
Mer Lucas, I'm assuming, I can't see you on my side, but I'm assuming you may or may not have your royal blue on getting ready for opening day at the K. Now, there's about four more seasons of royal baseball to be played at the K. Are there still desires and expectations to have that stadium built downtown to mimic cities like our STL neighbors, having that ballpark village at Busch Stadium?
I think there is still that plan. Look, the Royals have been pretty clear on what they want to do, and that is a new stadium, a new downtown type facility. They have said that six ways to Sunday. I know that there are forever Kauffman Stadium people. I know there's another set of the city that say we shouldn't give a dime to anybody looking to build a new stadium. My view is Kansas City will continue to be competitive. We look to St. Louis, you look to Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, a whole bunch of spots, Cincinnati, that have ballparks downtown, ballparks that help stimulate a lot of other development activity. Does that mean you give away the farm like Kansas is currently doing for the Chiefs? I think not. You are not going to see a $3 billion state and city incentive to try to keep a team somewhere. But at the same time, I think what you will see is us do important work to find a way to keep our team staying and to keep it in a community where you can get more secondary benefits. People going to bars afterwards, people filling up restaurants, more workers having access there in a way that we don't currently have with the Harry S. Truman Sports Complex. So I expect that to be resolved somewhat soon. I'm excited about it. But in the meantime, I'm going to love these final seasons out at Kauffman Stadium, which has been the stadium, of course, my entire lifetime.
Shout out to the Kansas Cousins, but they definitely said by any means necessary.
They sure did.
Back at it with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We are talking all things KC right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Now, Mayor Lucas, you've announced a new intimate partner violence intervention program aimed at stepping in earlier, holding abusers accountable and supporting victims before things escalate. What makes this program different from the others in the past and other programs in other cities?
You know, what I think makes this difference, I'll just speak to Kansas City, is that we are actually doing it. Right. Too often in the past, we have said that domestic violence, intimate partner violence is something that cannot be prevented. And as we see more tragedies, as we see more homicides relating to it, particularly in parts of our city that don't see a lot of violent crimes, I think we all recognize we need to stand together and that there is a path to prevention. It is getting counseling for those who are victims, survivors, but also for offenders so that they do not reoffend. It is making sure that there is family counseling. It is making sure that there are very real consequences for those who are engaged in this type of violence. We're making sure from the prosecutor's office, the police department, and our nonprofit partners that everybody gets that there is something that we can do, that we must make sure that we have resources for families. And I am incredibly proud of the work that everybody's doing together to try to save lives, particularly women and families, but everyone who finds themselves in this tragic type of circumstance.
And then last thing, breaking news, you announced that you will not file as a candidate for Missouri's 4th Congressional District. What ultimately led to that decision for you?
I've got a lot of work to do. I think, first of all, the redistricting of our congressional seats, which, let's just be clear, the goal is to try to drive Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, our former mayor, a long-term congressman, out of office. It will try to make sure that there will not be Black electeds, Democratic electeds in Western Missouri anymore. My fight is going to be fighting against the maps, fighting for Congressman Cleaver. I'm not going to spend my time doing a whole lot of other things. Instead, I'm going to be the mayor of Kansas City and fight for the people in Kansas City. I think Mark Alford, who will now represent half of Kansas City if these maps hold, owes a lot to us, needs to prove why he should even be close to our United States Congress seat for Kansas City. But for now, my work is going to be in another area. And I will say this, for politics, I'm fairly young. In life, I feel young, but for politics, I really am. So I got time to make a difference. I can run for other things in 2028 and thereafter. But I got a lot of time left as mayor of Kansas City talking to y'all, making sure we get stuff done. And we're going to continue making progress and standing up for the people.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We appreciate you. And go Royals. We'll holler
let's
at
go
you next
Royals.
Week.
All right, let's go. We'll see y'all.
All right.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
826 on your time. It's a high of 89, and currently it is 67. Fair skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Lil Boosie took a trip to Tyrese and Tank's versus battle. Now, after that, he felt inspired to say who he would actually like to see do a versus.
I just saw the Tank and what you call him. I just wish two things so I could prove my point to the world. I wish Michael Jackson wasn't dead and R. Kelly was free so they could do a verse. R. Kelly would smoke Michael Jackson. Know a lot of y'all might get in y'all feelings, but R. Kelly would smoke Mike. Wouldn't even be close.
First off, Michael wouldn't even do no verses. He wouldn't even do a verses, period, because there's nobody that he could
Michael's
do a verses with.
Michael's not answering the phone.
That's
let's
one.
Let's start there.
Two, Boosie. There's no way on God's green earth that R. Kelly has anything that Michael Jackson has. It's two different hemispheres, dog. And I, you know, we get where Kelly's music is and where it's appreciated at. Mike's music is global. Kelly ain't global like Michael is. It's not a comparison,
he
dog.
He was overseas asking people if
Stop,
they had their passport.
Don't do that. No, why are you doing?
Do
what?
You got your shots?
Why are you this ignorant
Girl,
this morning?
Would you like to come back with? The thing is, we'll never see this because unfortunately Michael Jackson has passed away, and then the other thing is, Robert, he's locked up. Plain and simple.
What's his name again?
Robert. You're locked up. Let's wrap this up, bruh. Clink, clink. Door's locked. I wish you had the noise that when the cell closes, that's what you should be playing right
I'm
now.
I'm gonna get up.
It's
and
locked.
I'm gonna go to McDonald's. Hopefully the McRib is out.
All of them. Since we're talking about jail, on the latest docket, Tiger Woods' mugshot has been released following
I'm gonna
the
keep this R. Kelly instrumental going anyway.
Car crash in Florida. Now, according to authorities, Tiger Woods unfortunately is facing charge of driving under the influence. And yeah, photos even show, I believe, his vehicle literally on the side. So tipping on fofos on a whole new level. But it sounds like, yeah, there it goes. but it sounds like Tiger Stop. Woods is okay as far as that. And I did not necessarily see reports of if anybody else was injured in that. So I'm hoping that all parties are okay. And last but not least, Nick Cannon is trending. You couldn't wait to do
this. Yeah, we're going to break that out for him, too.
Nick Cannon is trending.
We're going to keep this R. Kelly version for him, for instrumental for him, too.
Yikes. After sharing strong political opinions during a recent episode on his show where he spoke candidly about race, history, and the current state of U.S. politics. Now, during that conversation, Nick Cannon made a controversial statement saying, quote, Democrats are the party of the KKK. Now, this is from Nick Cannon. He went on to say, he also added, quote, they don't care about the people of color, end quote, and just expressing frustration with how he views the modern political system.
Okay, we're going to listen to you, Nick Cannon. Okay.
So, at another point, Nick Cannon spoke on the former... he spoke on Trump. But overall, I know that his comments have a lot of people feeling away because he also added that Republicans, quote, freed the slaves, according to Nick Cannon. And this was posted from the Revolt page. So.
Okay, bro. We're not listening to you, Nick Cannon.
I think the only issue with what he's saying is it's just very, it lacks a lot of context and it's very divisive, but that's what it is.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those direct, impulsive, and enthusiastic Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to pop singer Celine Dion. Send us a major love to Grammy Award-winning musician who gave us that classic, Fast Car. Sending a major happy birthday to Tracy Chapman. Sending over some birthday love to former NFL player Richard Sherman. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to recording artist, record producer, entrepreneur, and dancer. And if you watched enough documentaries, you know he was not to be played with. A major happy birthday to MC Hammer.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Angela Brown, Shelby Garza, and Richard E. Walker. Sending birthday love to Catrice MC and Thomas Clement. Plus, happy birthday, Kwee Kwee and Deborah Holden Johnson. Plus, everybody else born on March 30th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Lilina.
Hey, Lilina. What you doing on this Monday?
On my way to work.
Getting to the money.
You sound excited. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
Black ice.
Yep. Of course. Black classic. All right, Lilina, we got two tickets to send you to the R&B Lovers Tour. Drew Hill, Joe, Ginuwine, and more will be in the building. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
Your touch, come on, is wonderful. Hey,
your love is
so marvelous. Joy, that's what I feel
when I'm with you.
Hey, we can go on and on.
Okay, shout out to you, cousin, because we're going to start and do a whole thing, redo the song.
Okay.
You get those two tickets now, cousin, to the R&B Lovers Tour on April 3rd at the T-Mobile Center to see Drew Hill, Keith Sweat, Joe, and more. Who are you taking with you?
My husband.
Hey.
Go. Don't let me go without him.
I bet.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting y'all hooked up.
The morning with Brian B. and Shine.
You didn't make. I don't even know what.
Be kidding me. Like three different shows.
Yes. No, this is like 50 different shows, cousin.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.